KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have sunny skies and 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 83, winds southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy tonight with a low of 54 and partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In area news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office on Friday had reported 6 arrests over the past week. Two people were arrested on Wednesday. 47-year-old John Dwayne Anderson of Cumberland was arrested for violation of a no-contact order and control of a firearm by a domestic abuse offender. Anderson was taken to the Cass County Jail and later posted bond. And 39-year-old Ryan Michael Paul of Adair was arrested in Cass County on Wednesday on a Hardin County warrant for failure to appear. Ryan was transported to the Cass County Jail and later released after posting bond as well. There were two arrests in Cass County this past Monday. 22-year-old Nyla Chanel Sawyer of St. Paul, Minnesota, was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for a controlled substance violation and drug stamp violation. Sawyer was held at the Cass County Jail and later released on her own recognizance. And 43-year-old Anthony Carnes of Wyota was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. He was released the following day after posting bond. On August the 8th, Cass County deputies arrested 26-year-old Casey James Kernan of Denison for OWI first offense and possession of a controlled substance marijuana first offense. Kernan was transported to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. And as we mentioned to you earlier in the week, 53-year-old Julian Joe Gallegos Jr. of Albuquerque, New Mexico, was arrested at around 10:40 p.m. Sunday after Cass County deputies and Atlantic Police responded to a report of shots fired at the Turkey Creek Lodge on East 7th Street in Atlantic. As a result of the investigation, deputies took into custody Gallegos Jr. for reckless use of a firearm and going armed with intent. He remained held in the Cass County Jail at last report. In update to our other reports, the Cass County Sheriff's Office on Friday said a woman from Polk County was injured during a collision east of Wyota Thursday morning. The accident happened around 8:50 a.m. at the intersection of White Pole Road and 690th Street. Officials say Giovanna Marie Yenchi of West Des Moines was driving a 2013 Ford Transit van traveling westbound on White Pole Road. When Yenchi slowed to turn left onto 690th Street, her van was struck from behind by a 1983 Freightliner dump truck that was driven by Tyson Blaine Edwards of Fontenelle. Both vehicles crossed into the south ditch and came to rest east of 690th following the collision. A third vehicle, non-contact, a 2019 Chevy Colorado driven by Paul James Hohenberger of Atlantic, was traveling eastbound on White Pole Road at the time of the collision when his vehicle was struck by flying debris from that crash. Yenchi was transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital for treatment of her injuries. Some two dozen members of Congress are asking the Biden administration to reimburse dairy producers for losses stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic. Iowa State Dairy Association Executive Director Mitch Schulte says that aid is critically needed as dairy producers were just starting to climb out of several years of economic losses prior to the pandemic.
We're really trying to help these farmers that, due to COVID, suffered severe losses out on their farm, and they need this income to help them maintain their operation and keep moving forward. I see this as a benefit to our farmers.
Schulte says nearly $725 million in skim milk revenue was lost due to the pandemic.
That's a very large hit, as we've seen some of our other markets do well, and you know, cheese and butter are having fantastic sales. Fluid milk is extremely important to our industry, and as we look at the amount of revenue that has been lost due to closures of businesses and closures of restaurants, that continues to add up.
Most large dairies have been able to weather the pandemic, but Schulte says the rest are in need of federal aid if they're going to be around to see 2022.
Their margins are quite a bit tighter and their businesses run a little bit different, and they're not marketing quite as much milk. So it definitely plays a role when you're looking at those small and mid-sized guys. When a pandemic or something happens to shift that marketplace, it does play a dramatic role in the amount of revenue they're bringing in.
The USDA had estimated the drop in milk prices would cost the dairy industry $2.8 billion. A proposed amendment to Iowa's Constitution on the subject of abortion isn't eligible for the Iowa ballot until the 2024 election at the earliest, but the campaigns for and against it have already begun. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
In 2018, the Iowa Supreme Court ruled that under the state's constitution, Iowa women have a fundamental right to an abortion. Last month, at a gathering of 1,200 Christian conservatives, Chuck Hurley, the family leader, praised Republican legislators for proposing the amendment to nullify that ruling and forbid state money from being used for abortions. But Hurley warned the process of amending the state constitution is arduous.
That process is more fully explained on this little card that each of you got in your bag.
Hurley asked the crowd to study the card and share its message with others. Jamie Birch Elliott is Iowa Director of Public Affairs for Planned Parenthood, North Central State.
We are also building our own coalition of organizations across the state that will show the depth and breadth of Iowans that are against this proposed amendment.
Birch Elliott says it will be a long, tough, and expensive fight. The coalition held a series of online forums last month to begin its voter education effort. I'm OK Henderson.
Ann Wright says they had more requests for funds this year than they could fill. Finally, in the news, about a week is left for Iowa cities, counties, and groups like the Boy Scouts to apply for state grants to plant trees as part of the recovery process from last year's derecho. The state legislature is allocating $250,000 for the Derecho Community Forestry Grant Program. Gabrielle Edwards, an urban forestry program specialist at the Iowa DNR, says the grants will go a long way toward helping our towns restore some of that lost beauty.
This grant is targeting communities and public organizations. So think, you know, local, state government, cities, municipalities. The public organizations would be more like scouting groups, county conservation, essentially any public group that would be planting trees on public property.
The grants range from $500 to $5,000 and are used to buy and plant trees suitable for Iowa on publicly owned lands. And that can include all sorts of places like street right-of-ways, parks, school grounds, courthouse lawns, fairgrounds, cemeteries, libraries, and trails. Grant recipients are required to provide a dollar-for-dollar cash match as part of the program. The deadline for applications is August 20th. That's a check of the news on KJAN.
KJAN News has been brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.